Dictation for Ranol. Kruman, K-R-U-M-A-N, January 1248. Address as a letter to Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Kent, K-E-N-T-N-T, Office of Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B as in boy, I-R, 953-5339. A copy also to Dr. Felten, F-E-L-T-E-N, Cardiology, Midland. Dear Mrs. Kent, Wendy, consultation for Mr. Kruman, Ranol, 78-year-old gentleman with chronic kidney disease. He's aware of this for 25 years or longer. Has a background of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Presently denies changes of appetite, of weight, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. He still has his prostate. There is some degree of frequency, no cloudiness of blood, no infection, no major edema, denies claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, stable numbness, bilateral toes, no ulcers, off and on back pain, left-sided sciatic, denies recent chest pain palpitation, denies lightheadedness, dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine or inhalers, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums, review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-term hypertension, diabetes over the last few years, peripheral neuropathy. He's not aware of retinopathy. Has ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, coronary artery disease. Already have a pacemaker defibrillator, CRT-D, CRT space or hyphen D. Chronic kidney disease, history of hepatitis A. He denies TIS stroke, event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He's going to be tested for peripheral vascular disease because of legs feeling tired on activity. Denies kidney stones, blood protein in the urine or infection. Next paragraph, surgeries for the tonsils. The heart procedure, CRT defibrillator device. The prior bypass surgery. Next paragraph, no smoking, minimal alcohol, no drugs. Next paragraph, reported side effects to niacin. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, Coric, Protanix, Crestor, Lisinopril, Fenofibrate, Zetia, Farxiga, Aldactone, presently off metformin. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, family history, brother had kidney disease, was not on dialysis, died a few years ago, question related to diabetes and hypertension. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 216, 73 inches tall, blood pressure 160/78 on the right, 160/78 also on the left, alert, oriented time 4, very pleasant, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no gross thyroid lymph nodes, JVD or carotid bruises, device on the left upper chest, lungs clear, regular breathing, no abdominal distension, bruises, masses, tenderness, some evidence of poor circulation, lower extremities, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, May, creatinine 1.8, and has been like that for a few years for a GFR of 38, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid-base calcium, diabetes A1C 6.1, normal liver function test. Back in October, elevated triglyceride, low HDL. Low level of albumin in the urine, fluctuating from normal to 46. Low normal ferritin, normal free T4. TSA not elevated. Low normal B12. Back in December 2024, CT scan abdomen with contrast. Normal liver. Kidneys no obstruction. Assist 4.3 centimeters on the right side. They reported calcification and plaque of the abdominal aorta, iliac trunk, and proximal renal arteries. They reported as moderate stenosis. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Stage 3B. Long-term history of hypertension. Recent problems of diabetes, ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, kidney has slowly progressed over the years, GFR was 43-46 in 2021, concerned about imaging showing calcification of renal artery stenosis a few years back. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Incidental right-sided renal cyst. At this moment, no priority for any procedures. Blood pressure in the office remains elevated systolic, although he acknowledged to be anxious. He's going to check it at home and keep us posted. Recent lisinopril was increased. It's not a maximal dose. We also have a space on the Coric and Aldactone. Tolerating Farxiga without infection. There is no nephrotic syndrome. There is low level of proteinuria. Continue management of his other comorbidities, diabetes, cholesterol management, follow up with cardiology and congestive heart failure clinic. He will keep us posted on blood pressure at home. No immediate procedures for renal artery stenosis. We'll assess blood pressure and creatinine stability, end of dictation.